Bill in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
On 9/11, and I've never had a chance to call your show before, I tell you, but I was in the Navy. I was an operations specialist. I've been a radar operator. I've tracked aircraft. I've tracked ships. And I know how IFF works. Now, I've heard on your show how they superimpose things on the radars. And they would have to do that because if IFF drops, that does not wipe a contact off the radar. You can still track that contact. As a matter of fact...
Yeah, but they told the public that you can track a bird. They told the public, oh, they all dropped off because they turned off their beacons. And now it's admitted that they superimposed at sometimes more than 40 blips, generally about 20 blips over it. And you hear the operators going, is this part of the exercise? I've never seen so much real world during an exercise.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. There's no way it could happen. It would be easier to track because you would have course, speed, and the flight number above all of these other contacts, except for this one that's information that just dumped. And it would be instantly would raise an alarm.
It would stand out.
Like, what is going on with this flight? Why did IFF codes just drop?
It would stand out like a sore thumb?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You would be able to track that thing. I could track it right now, and I've been out for 13 years. It'd be a piece of cake. There is no way these guys, professional air traffic controllers, could not track a contact that lost its IFF drop. It would still paint on the radar. It would still be there. It's not going anywhere.
And they're flying around for over an hour.
That's what I mean. You're a smart guy and you've woken a lot of guys up, but I knew that day when I was sitting there watching it. I was like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. It's ridiculous.